I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is My Lesbian Adventure, Part 2, written by Isabel Lauren, read by Carolina Luna. To hear Part 1, click on the links in the post so you can catch up before we dive into the action. I hand her the butt plug and suddenly, I don't want to try it anymore. I'm scared it will hurt. But I know I'll regret it forever if I back out. Lie down on your back, feet up. It sounds almost clinical, but it's the right tone. My nervousness disappears and I get into position. "We'll go slow," she says. "We have all the time in the world, so just relax and enjoy." She smears a generous amount of lube all over her hands, and then they are on my cunt and my ass. I gasp as her slick fingers run over my clit. "That's right," she murmurs. "Just enjoy me playing with your pussy." I don't know how she knows exactly what I like, but her fingers dip just inside my hot hole and rub me there. It dries me crazy, and when she alternates that with a hard, long rub of my clit, I'm too far gone to worry about my ass. When she gently pushes her finger against my puckered hole, I don't even flinch. It feels amazing. Even when she pushes it inside, I gasp as she rotates her digit inside my ass. She chuckles. "I told you it feels good." She's right. It feels amazing. I was worried I'd be embarrassed about her fingering my ass, but it's too delicious to care about any of that. I nearly whimper when she removes her finger. She bends over and kisses me, her other hand still playing with my pussy. "Just relax." I try, but the pleasure she's inflicting on me is so good. I can feel myself tense up for another orgasm. As if reading my body, she pulls back a little, her movements becoming gentle rather than urgent. "And now for the real deal." She holds up the plug and covers it in lube. I didn't think we needed any more, but she's the expert. She places the plug at my asshole. The metal feels cold and unnatural. My first instinct is to clench my muscles, which I know is counterproductive, but I can't help it. She doesn't tell me to relax. Instead, she pushes the plug harder against my puckered hole while thrumming my clit faster. Pleasure washes over me in great waves. I buck my hips against her hand again and again, heedless of the pressure at my ass. "Good girl." She applies a smidgen more pressure. "Come for me, baby." Her hoarse voice so full of lust, pushes me over the edge. As soon as my climax washes over me, she pushes the butt plug harder against my hole. I can feel something give. My ass opens to receive the plug, and she pushes it all the way in. The sensation is overwhelming. I feel fuller than I've ever been, and my cunt is still empty. I cry out and wriggle my hips, but the plug is firmly in place. She bends down and gently laps at my cunt. Just get used to the feeling. Isn't it amazing? It is. I had no idea I could feel this great. I had expected pain or at the very least discomfort. But all I feel is intense pleasure. My cunt still clenches with the aftershocks of my orgasm, which seems to be prolonged by the plug. She grabs something off the nightstand and holds it up for me to see. It's a clit suction toy. Sweat breaks out on my skin. She knows how much I love those. I recommended one to her. Oh, I'm not sure how long I'll last until my next orgasm. I'm so sensitive from everything she's done to me so far already. She turns the suction toy on and fits the opening over my clit. Flawless in one move. The toy starts sucking immediately, engorging my clit even more. A wicked grin spreads over her face. You look fantastic right now. All we need now is something for in your cunt. Oh, I'm trembling with the effort not to come. How could I possibly take any more pleasure? But she ignores my pitiful whimper and slips two fingers inside me. The plug has made my cunt tighter than it already is. Her fingers barely fit, but she twists them in and out of me. Everything feels amazing. I can no longer tell each individual sensation apart. They all come together in a heady blend of delight. My cunt and ass have become the center of my body, from which waves of hot ecstasy flow throughout my body. Her eyes knit together in a frown of concentration as she fucks me with expertise I know she doesn't have. I'm the first woman she's ever fucked, but you wouldn't be able to tell by the way she plays my body. I watch her, watching me, her eyes hooded with lust, the tip of her tongue darting between her lips. Her knuckles graze the end of the butt plug, and she moves it around in my ass. Small movements which set my body on fire. I want to warn her that I'm close, that I'm gonna come, but I'm incoherent with pleasure. I thrash around, and it's a miracle she can still keep the suction toy attached to my clit. My body strains as if something is holding it back from an orgasm. I force myself to relax, to let her do with me as she pleases. She bends over and takes one of my nipples into her mouth. The added sensation, oh, turns my limbs to liquid. Time stops. Nothing exists anymore but the intense pleasure coursing through me. I'm weightless, bobbing around on the tide of ecstasy. My cunt clenches around her fingers, my ass grips the butt plug tighter, and then, oh, sweet relief. The clit sucker pushes me over the edge. My body spasms as the orgasm tears through me in violent waves. Everything feels too much and yet not enough. I grab her wrists and push her fingers deeper, fucking myself with her hand as I ride the wave of my climax. And then she turns off the toy, slips her fingers free, and lays down next to me. She kisses me gently. God, you're beautiful when you come like that. My breath is ragged, but I smile at her. I just need to remove the plug. She kneels between my legs, and before I can protest, her tongue is lapping at my abused cunt, licking up my juices. Each touch sends aftershocks of pleasure through me, and I mule with exhaustion. Her fingers grip the base of the plug, and she tugs it out of my ass. Even that feels amazing. I never want this night to end. Laying next to me, she gently cups my mound. I wasn't too rough, was I? I kiss her in response. You were perfect. I want to do the same for you. She takes my hand and puts it between her legs. Feel how aroused I am. Her cunt is hot and sopping wet. I'm exhausted, but I can't let all that wetness go to waste. I easily slip three fingers inside her and twist them around the way she did with me. Her eyes roll back in her head, and she slips her own hand between her legs to rub her clit. I'm too tired to do much, but I don't have to. She holds my hand in place and bucks her hips against it, fucking herself on my fingers. We gaze into each other's eyes as she rides my fingers and her own hand. Her pupils widen as she gets close to her climax. Oh, and it's the most erotic thing I've ever done. Looking in her face as the pleasure starts to build, hearing her small gasps as she gets closer and closer to the edge, it doesn't get any sexier than that. There's something so incredibly erotic about a woman fucking herself, especially when she uses your hand to do it. She grinds her hips against my fingers, her own hand working her clit furiously. She's almost aggressive in her pursuit of another orgasm. Her eyes blaze as lust makes her wild. I hold my finger rigid so she can take them deeper into her hot, gasping hole. Whew. And then her eyes cloud over as her orgasm hits her. Her perfect lips part and she gasps softly. She arches her back and I curl my fingers inside her, finding her G-spot and pressing down hard. She's already climaxing, but I know this will make her come even harder. I'm right. A look of wonder crosses her face, and she floods my hand. Her throat emits a low moan, and she thrashes her head back and forth as if trying to stop her climax from consuming her. I still my hand, letting her set the pace again. She slumps against me, her head resting underneath my chin. She gently pushes my hand away, and I have to wrench it free from her clenching cunt. Panting, we lay next to each other for a moment. I can't believe how many orgasms we've both had, and the weekend has only just begun. "You are amazing," she says finally. "I cannot believe you made me squirt." I smirk. Not that I can claim any credit for this. I've no idea how to make someone squirt. It just happened. We really did ruin the sheets. She snorts with laughter. "Do you think we should ask for a fresh set?" I consider that. On one hand, sleeping in wet sheets is anything but comfortable. On the other, asking for new sheets because of our fuckfest is kind of embarrassing. In the end, my desire for comfort wins out. Yes, let's do that. As soon as I catch my breath, she giggles. "You're fucking fantastic." "You're fucking fantastic, too." I suddenly want to stay with her much longer than a weekend. My heart sinks at the knowledge that I'll have to say goodbye to her in a few days. I turn my thoughts away from that path. It would ruin the weekend, and that's the last thing I want to do. I snuggle up to her, relishing the softness of her curves against me. Oh, sex with a woman is all I'd imagined and so much more. I'm going to savor this weekend, but I'm far from done with her. There will be more weekends. Of that, I'm sure. If you enjoyed this fabulous two-part story, you can find more of Isabel's amazing work at isabelloren.com, more of me at carolinaluna.com, that's carolinaluna.com, and find more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.